Throughout this morning, we are hearing responses to last night's third and final presidential debate. Of course, David Green is in Orlando this morning with voters on different sides of the issues here as part of our Divided States project. Elsewhere in today's program, we're hearing the Democratic vice presidential nominee, Tim Kaine. And right now, we're going to hear an interview recorded earlier with Tom Marino. He's a Republican congressman from Pennsylvania and one of the first Republican members of the House to support Donald Trump earlier this year. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much.
And we should mention you were an early Trump supporter in Pennsylvania. I want to ask about his statement that he's going to tell us later if he will abide by the election results. Why is that acceptable?
I'm not saying it is acceptable. He said it in a way that it was a tease. It's Donald Trump. He says it's on his mind at the time. But
did you say? Forgive me, the phone line is bad. Did you say it was a tease? It's Donald Trump?
Yeah, I think he came out with saying, well, look, this makes this a little suspenseful, and I'll tell you when I see what the results are. But the way he said it, I think he really supports the democracy, the votes, and how the determination is made by the American people.
Do you mean to say that this is just a big reality show reveal, that he's actually going to accept the results?
I think he's certainly going to accept the results.
Is this how he would be as president? He would make statements like that to create suspense, and his supporters, like you, would have to say he didn't really mean them.
Well, he would be a very good president. He's a good businessman. He's concise, unlike Hillary Clinton. She dodged questions when she was asked by the moderator, who did a great job. She was asked about her foundation. She dodged that one. He came back and asked her again. She dodged that one. Asked about open borders. No, it was something else. It was interpreted wrong. So every time she gets in a bind, she pivots to something else, refuses to answer the question, and then simply says, it's not what I meant. And Trump does answer the question.
Let me just mention very briefly, she did avoid some questions. Fact checkers on the open borders thing actually found she was correct, though, to correct the record on that. I want to ask one other thing.
Those fact checkers, I take those with a grain of salt. It's what comes across to the American people and how the American people feel, and in my district and around the state, and as I go around the country for Donald Trump as a surrogate, an overwhelming number of people dislike the Clintons. They dislike her.
Congressman, I've just got a few seconds. I've got to get one question in if I can. Donald Trump, when talking about the election being rigged, has said, among other things, watch Philadelphia in your state of Pennsylvania. Do you agree there's something to watch in Philadelphia?
Of course. There's always fraud. It takes place. To what degree? No one knows at this point. Does it have an impact on an election? But there's fraud. We've seen in Philadelphia before, and we'll probably see it again.
Okay. Congressman Tom Marino of Pennsylvania, really appreciate you taking the time.
You bet. Take care.
He is one of those who is responding to last night's third and final presidential debate.